and a sword in his hand. And he's riding a white horse across this land. And he has fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand. He's riding a white horse all across this land. And he's calling out to you and me. You ride with me. He has fire in his eyes and a sword. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. 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 He's got a flock of lambs, you know, and round his head is hill from his hand. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Went through the fans looking for some friends. God saw me scram, so we brought him back again. Cause I'm alive, ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. You got to follow where he's going. Gotta take him to the promised land. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs.
Well, greetings everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight right here around the world on WWRB. Glad to have you in here. A lot of great programs for you. We're going to go into part four of the asteroid impact, signs in the heaven, coming catastrophic events. We're already experiencing them. The heavens are telling us. The stars are singing. Nobody's listening. Are you going to listen tonight? We hope so. We got a great program, so we'll be right back.
Tried many moves, tried getting loose, tried petting zoos, but I knew they wouldn't do, cause I'm a lamb. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. You gotta follow where he's going, gotta take him to the promised land. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. He's got a pack of lambs to know him round. He's scared to steal him from his hand. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba, we're lambs. Ba, we're lambs. Ba, we're lambs. Ba, we're lambs.
Well, praise Yahweh. Let's get right into the message tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It's a Saturday night. We're glad you're sitting in here with us, and we hope that everything is okay where you're at. We do know that we're in perilous times. We're about 81 days and counting in the Gulf disaster. It is so sad that our nation, it looks like that the signs that are written, perplexity, among the nations, that's what's happened. Stress. People are having heart attacks. Cancer is increasing. Environmental pollution. You can't go swimming in the sea anymore. Man has become so filthy and so out of control for greed. This is what Isaiah 44 says. Thus saith Yahweh, your Redeemer. He who formed you from the womb, I am Yahweh that maketh all things, that stretcheth out the heavens, that stretcheth out the heavens alone, that spreads abroad the earth by myself. Now that's awesome power. Now, a lot of people just cannot accept the things that they see here, the vastness. There's over 200 billion stars. I mean, that's a conservative count. They're just guessing. They don't know of the star systems in our Milky Way. And right now, we're coming upon the time when the Milky Way, right in the center of our Milky Way, at the point of crossing, it forms a cross, and it reaches this cycle. Ever 26,000 years. It's momentous. It's an event. The Mayan calendar staged it as the end of the age. And if that's true, that means that there's a beginning of an age, and we're going to talk about those star systems and the ages, and with a Capricorn. Now, that's the goat that is depicted in the heavens, and the position of Capricorn is at the lowest point in the horizon and ascends upwards in the days get earlier. In other words, in the spring, we have a Capricorn, the goat, rising. And so Capricorn symbolizes the scapegoat. Something has to give its life for you, and spring is the sacrifice. That's why that Passover is identified in the spring season. Now, in Matthew 1:18, it tells us when the Messiah was born, Herod tried to have him killed. So it's a season of slaughter. Luke 2:12 refers to Capricorn when he tells us that the baby would be born and he would be laid in a manger. Mangers can be seen as dark places where there is no light in. The sun is not born until December the 25th when days start to grow noticeably longer. And so everything is coincide with the four seasons. The three stars in Orion's belt, plus the star of Bethlehem at the three magi, when they saw these, it symbolized the three stars forming a waist belt in the winter, the constellation of Orion, and just so happens to be that at the center of the crossing in Sagittarius, where we're going to talk about a little bit later when we get over to the sign of Sagittarius and show you what significance it has in the bearings of the signs of the heaven. Now, what's this has to do with asteroids? Well, I said last night that asteroids are something like maybe an angel that is, you know, it picks up a big stone out in space among the stars. You see, planets are nothing but rocks, and asteroids or comets are debris that is formed in space, and ancients use these things as harbingers, if you will, to send us messages. I do really believe that. I think maybe the star of Bethlehem in Orion's belt, it shows that the three stars in Orion's belt are aligned along a southeast direction pointing towards Sirius. That's the brightest star in the constellation. Since stars like the sun always rise from the east, it would appear as three stars were following one bright star, or as the star of Bethlehem guiding the Magi. In other words, the signs were right there, giving us an indication that the Messiah was about to be born. Now, if we look at the star of Bethlehem that was guiding ahead of them, when the star was seen at its rising in Matthew 2:10, if the Magi were on land, they couldn't come from the east and follow a star from the east. You see that? But if both are in the sky, it makes sense. The constellations would appear to stop when they are directly overhead. That's how that they seen it. The Magi entered the house of Capricorn, Matthew 2:10. In the first 12 of the cycle, if we use Capricorn, the goat, the rising, or the spring, it was in the first 12th of the cycle. He was a child progeny, that'd be the Messiah. And what a child progeny he was. The Magi entered the house of Capricorn, and there they found the Messiah. And when he was 12 years old, he tells his parents, "Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" Luke 2:49, in other words, he must enter each house, if you will, of the zodiac. He had to be about his father's business. He was on the schedule. And it was written in Matthew chapter 2. It's also portrayed in Luke 22:10. And it's also portrayed in other places, but these are in particular the ones that's relevant to this scripture of the book of Revelations, chapter 12, verse 1. I saw a woman pregnant, and she was ready to be delivered of a man-child. That would be the child progeny, and the moon and the stars are mentioned here, and the signs are very important. As consolations, the Magi could not return to Herod. They had to continue west. And Capricorn covers Matthew 1:18. And then from there we enter into Aquarius, the water bearer, of January the 20th through February the 18th, when water and light is the essence of life. And in Genesis 1, 2, and 3, the sun needs water to bring new life into the world. 30 degrees on the zodiac is Aquarius. 30 degrees. Aquarius is the water bearer, which depicts Joseph, the master, if you will, the birthright son, on the 30th degree. And at 30 years of age, the Messiah was inducted into the kingship. He was crowned as a priest, a high priest, 30 years old, and he begins his mission in Luke chapter 3:23. He's baptized by John the Baptist in Matthew 3:13. And John can be seen in the consolation of Aquarius. And so, the temptation in the wilderness of Matthew 4:1, the Son is too weak to overpower Satan. But it hasn't reversed into darkness at that point. In other words, there was enough light at this age for the Messiah to recover. And Aquarius means to cover, Matthew chapter 3. Pisces, the fishes, February through March. The sun needs food to sustain itself on its journey. There are no grains or meat in this season. The sun is rising on the horizon. But there's still more darkness. The Messiah collected his disciples. He gathered them in the age of Pisces. And Pisces is covered in Matthew chapter 4. Where we get into Aries, the ram, which is March the 21st to April the 19th. Starts with the spring of the vernal equinox, when days and nights are equal. That's when the sun's strength starts to become apparent. It's a time of year when lambs are born. Oh. The flock begins to increase. The Sermon on the Mount was given in Matthew chapter 5 as a spiritual guidebook to guide you through the heavens. He's gathered many followers as he could, as the shepherd, or as the great fisherman gathering the fish into the boat. Now, pray therefore that Yahweh of the harvest, or the great fisherman, will send out laborers, or fishermen, or reapers to the harvest. Matthew chapter 9. Aries covers Matthew chapter 4 through chapter 9. And isn't it wonderful that we have a Taurus, the bull, April the 20th to May the 20th, and bulls are needed for plowing and tilling the fields. The bulls are his disciples, or the ones that would dig up the ground or plant the seed. Listen at him. There's much work to be done. He says, it's time to take the yoke off. Come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, my yoke. Trade the yoke of the world and its material gains for the yoke of salvation and the yoke of service, or the yoke of a slave. Labor. Chains. Paul said, I cannot escape. I am a prisoner. Take my yoke upon you, for it's easy. You know, if you make that commitment, once you make that solid commitment to come out of the world, the rest of it's easy. I fought that for 20 years. I was disobedient. I couldn't bring myself to break away from the things that I deemed as manly or traditionally to earn a living by the sweat of my face. I felt like I needed to work with my hands and earn my own and keep. But I didn't know that the Spirit was bidding me to take His yoke upon me. I wanted to be bound. My spirit was willing, but my flesh could not walk by faith to step out and to take my Bible and live by the gospel. It was awesome. Now, after Taurus comes Gemini, the twins, a time of increasing, or doubling, as the sun reaches its zenith. It ends on the summer solstice, when days are the longest and nights are the shortest. The sun is at the peak of its strength. It's noted in Matthew chapter 12 when the Messiah and his disciples went through the grain fields. And he said, behold, the harvest is white. Oh my, the white. For Yahweh was Lord of the Sabbath. It shows unbeatable power that he overcome demons. He said, I'll give you power to cast out demons. It's the strongest strength of the sun, the S-O-N, not the S-U-N. In this case, in the heavens, it's represented by the S-U-N, but in a sense of zenith and strength of the Messiah, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But when the Pharisees heard that, they said, it is only by Beelzebub, the prince of demons, that this man casts out devils. Now, located in the heavens also is the arch-rival enemy of the Messiah. Now, he's going to step in to the picture very soon. Notice, Cancer. That's the crab. July the 22nd to June the 22nd to July the 22nd, the sun has crossed a major divide. Darkness starts to increase. Crabs walk in a zigzag path, sideways and backwards, and that's why they had to put the crab in the constellation of Cancer. Sideways and backwards. It's the same time in a kind of a backslided movement. This is a time for assessment, reevaluation, and division. Choose this day who you'll serve. In a parable of Matthew chapter 12, the Messiah talks of division and assessment. By your words you're justified, and by your words you're condemned. The sign of Jonah is given here in Matthew chapter 12. The people of Nineveh listened to Jonah and were saved because they repented, but those who did not listen will not be saved. He mentions that in the Gospel of Matthew, in the time of Cancer, or a time of reevaluation, or choose this day who you'll serve. The Messiah had to depart from his family because he couldn't take them with him in Matthew chapter 12 again, verse 46. He had to depart, but he said, if I go away, I'll come again. Now notice, Leo, the lion, is from July the 23rd to August the 22nd. It's a time of strength, of maturity. When the sun goes to the end of the growing season, to the time of the harvest. And so then, in the latter part of August, we get a harvest. Did you know that this year, that the grape harvest of Pentecost is coming in on the 10th of August? That the grapes will be in its harvesting stage. Now, they won't be harvested until later. That's why that the disciples were assumed to be drunk on green grapes or new wine, as they said, in the harvest season. And the grapes are now green on the vine down at the farm at Hallelujah Acres. You can see that. Well, our Pentecost begins on the 10th of August. That's exactly 99 days after the Passover of the spring, where you would have the fourth month harvest. And Leo, the lion, it's the strength of the harvest, the greatest harvest is in this season of Leo the lion. Notice in a sermon on establishing his kingdom of Matthew chapter 13, which I preached on the other night, he talks about a place where the harvest will be stored. The season is noted by the weeds among the wheat, or the tares among the wheat, in 13 Matthew. Let both go together until the harvest, and at the harvest time I will tell the reapers to gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. In the parable of the mustard seed of Matthew 13:31, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field, and just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so it will be at the end of the age. And Matthew 13 covers this season of Leo the Lion. Now, Virgo the Virgin is depicted as a woman with great stalks of grain in her hand. This is when the harvest is turned into food. As the sun descends below its peak, this is also a time when troubles start to emerge. The people in his hometown of Nazareth were suspicious of his wisdom and power, as it's noted in Matthew 13. Prophets are without honor except in their own country and among their own house. John the Baptist's life ended with his head being cut off, and when the Messiah crosses the equinox of Matthew 14, the head of Aquarius rises without its body. Isn't that strange? He fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes in Matthew 14, and Virgo was known as a house of bread, and the 2 fish represent Pisces in the wheel of the zodiac. Virgo and Pisces are separated by 5 houses. Isn't it strange? He walked on water in Matthew 14. With the harvesting complete, the water was completed, as his life-giving miracle produced, and this is the first time that his ghost appears when he walked on the water, Matthew 14:22. In the tradition of the elders' parable, the Messiah explained his reason for not washing before eating in Matthew 15. Feeds 4,000 with 7 loaves and a few fish in Matthew 15. In the zodiac wheel below, there are 5 houses between Virgo and Pisces, and 2 more when we count Virgo and Pisces. So it's 7. Right on the sign of Jonah in the parable, the sky is threatening. There will be no sign except the sign of Jonah. Matthew 16. The sign won't appear until the sun stays at Virgo when it covers in Matthew 13. Then we move into Libra, the balance of September the 23rd through October the 23rd. And the balance symbolizes the fall equinox balance, When days and nights are equal, it is a time for settling debts, by weighing the good against the bad. They have left the house of bread in Virgo, and there is no bread. You got to watch for the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, as he mentioned in Matthew 16. And Peter's confession to the Messiah talks about settling debts. For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay every man for what he has done. When Peter and the Messiah talk about the temple tax, the Messiah asks, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do kings of the earth take their toll? For from their sons or from others?" And when Peter said, "From others," the Messiah said to him, "Then the children are free." Oh, man. Hallelujah. In the Sermon of Life, in the Kingdom of Heaven, Matthew 18, the Messiah talks about the price of getting into the Kingdom of Heaven. "Wherefore, the Kingdom of Heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle his accounts with his servants." When it comes to settling debts, money issues can't be left out. And in the parable of the rich young man, Matthew 19, he tells the man, "If you would be perfect, sell your possessions and give to the poor, and come and have treasure in heaven and follow me." The workers in the vineyard parable of Matthew 20 is another parable about wages and compensation. He heads towards Jerusalem, starting with Matthew 21. It's the fall when figs have no fruit. And the Messiah curses the fig tree for not having fruit in Matthew 20, 21. There's a lot of people that ain't got no fruit because of the fall. If you understand what I mean. "And he took him and cast him out of the vineyard and killed him," in the parable. See, he's talking about the heavens, showing you that the end was declared from the very beginning, and Scorpio, which is October the 24th through November the 21st, the sun's getting weaker and the air is colder, and it's remindful of a scorpion's sting, as seen as a crawling creature who frequently cracks holes and other secluded spots, so they that are associated with acts of secrecy and evil, this is a time of argument and conflict. This is when Judas plots to betray the Messiah. When the sun crosses the equinox, it is allegorized as being arrested or betrayed by the dark forces that are depicted in the heavens. All this is acted out, and the great master painter declared to end from the very beginning. At Gethsemane, in Matthew chapter 26, he talks about his death. "I am deeply grieved," he said. And so then he was arrested. Judas kisses the Messiah when Scorpio kisses the sun as it passes through. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one that I shall kiss is the man. Seize him." So Scorpio covers Matthew chapter 26. For in the consolation of Scorpio, we have the betrayer segment of the signs, which depicts the wholeness of man. There's a betrayer in every man. Each one of man contains 12 processes of imprint to the constellations. Each one has a part of the whole. None is the whole, but the 12 form the whole. And so we have in Sagittarius, the archer of November the 22nd to December the 21st, as the winter solstice, the sun enters the lowest point on the horizon. The next 3 days are the darkest days of the year. And the scorpion sting turns into the archer's arrows, and the weakened sun is going to die a violent death on the solstice. That's when he was put on trial by the high council. Again, by the Roman governors. Crucified in Matthew 27. His pierced body is symbolized by the archer's arrows. Sagittarius covers Matthew 26. December the 22nd through the 25th, the 3 days following December the 21st, remain, perceptibly, the darkest days of the year. The Messiah dies and remains unseen for 3 days. Isn't it strange? The first day, when daylight gets noticeably longer, the sun is seen to come back to life. He rose on the third day. 3 days have passed, and he is seen again, just like it depicts in the resurrection. It starts in the spring during the solar equinox, and as the Bible is speaking, the sun has conquered the darkness. Oh my, I've overcome. Be of good cheer. And then we move back to the age of Pisces, where before the sun entered Pisces, the Messiah was in the womb as the Lamb of God in Aries. And the next day, we see the Messiah coming toward him, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world," in John 1:29. After his resurrection, he entered Pisces the fish. And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, in verse 42. In 43, he took it and ate it before them, in Luke chapter 24. The age of Pisces ends approximately in 20 and 12. And this is when the end of the age ends. Notice what he said. Right on line in the 20th verse. I am with you always to the end of the age. Matthew 28:20. I am with you always till the end of the age. Is he coming, folks? Are we fixing? Is these prophetic signs written in the heavens? Now there's going to be stars falling, witnessing, going to be an emergence of great change. You'll see the heavens shaken, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then shall you see the sign. As he went away, he's coming back again. Now, when he come with a sign in the heavens, did he not? Did not the star? And now, it only took the wise man to know that. Everybody in Israel was dumb. Nobody recognized it. There's not one recorded verse of anyone being prophetic enough to read the signs of the stars, what was written in the heavens, and it took three of the wise men from outside. In other words, the Bible said, he that's last shall be first. These were the ancients that were scattered. These was from the tribe of Issachar. They had returned from afar, and they followed east. Now, remember that. They had followed from the east. The star that they saw in the east, they followed the star. And so they were outside the domain, or outside those who were victims of the present, bound in slavery, when he said, the sons are free. To whom do you take tribute? From the sons or from strangers? And Peter said, well, from strangers. Well, then he said the sons are free. In this case, the strangers were free. They knew the signs in the heavens, and they had kept up because they were the last which will be first, other than the first which were there which would be last. They didn't recognize the signs. Now, notice this. He's referred to as a carpenter in Mark chapter 6. Carpenters, what do? They build houses. A place for you to live. I go away. And if I go away, I'll prepare. The number 70 is rounded off from the zodiac 72. 72 times 360 equals 2590. The number of years in a zodiac great year is 2590. That's 72 times 360. I go to prepare for, the number is rounded off. And after this, Yahweh appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to come. Luke 10:1. Room and houses are synonymous with houses of the zodiac, ladies and gentlemen. And the man carrying a jar of water describes Aquarius. Aquarius is a large constellation, which Luke described as a large upper room, talking about the heavens. Go, behold, when you have entered the city, where he said he will go build a place for us, he said you'll find a man carrying a jar of water. He will meet you. Follow him into the house, and when he enters, you tell the householder, the teacher says to you, where is the guest room where I have to eat the Passover? He said, I've desired to eat this, and he's returning in the end of the age to share the Passover meal with those that's worthy, with those that's kept the faith, with those who have followed the analogies and the types and the shadows, when they've learned to open their mind through these. See, this is the key. Performance is the key that opens the door. Why call me Yahweh and do not the things I say to do? Oh yeah, it's tiresome. It's troublesome. It's repetitive. But he said, as often as you do it in remembrance of me. I'll show you a large upper room there furnished. Remember, the sons are free. They don't have to work for the furniture in the house. It is a carpenter that built the house, not the sons of the carpenter. They reap the benefits of that which is prepared them. I'll show you a large upper room. Oh, man. Luke 22:10-12. The palace of their last supper symbolized the great age of Aquarius, the time of his return. So I can guarantee you, he's coming in the age of Aquarius to receive those to himself that have made themselves ready when he comes. But he said, take heed that none of you are found eating and drinking and saying, the master delays his return. Just like the constellations, just like the sun, just like the moon, just like the stars, that Joseph had saw in his dream and his vision, the age of the constellations of the 12 signs, when he said, I am the light of the world, he who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life, in John 8:12, as long as I am the light of the world, I am the light of the world, John 9:5, and the crown of thorns symbolizes the sun's corona, a picture of a halo. And they clothed him in a purple cloak and plaiting a crown of thorns, and they set it upon him in Mark 15:7. The sun is now passing into Sagittarius. Three constellations named after birds followed. These are the vulture, the swan, and the eagle. And in his fifth labor, Hercules killed the three birds with arrows. The constellation of Capricorn was also called the stable of Aegeus. And the sixth labor was the cleaning of the Aegean stable. And that is why when the Messiah was born in Capricorn, he was depicted as being born in a manger. The sun was going through Pisces. Pegasus, the celestial horse, rose in the east. And ladies and gentlemen, The consolation of Argo, by the way, makes its appearance in the Bible as Noah's Ark, or a style of an ark of saving power, a type and a shadow. So when we have the final thoughts here of the mystery on the times and the seasons that are written in the heavens, we have what is known as the consolations, as it says in Isaiah 45:12, I have made the earth, I have created man upon it, my hands, I stretched out the heavens, and out it. In Joel 2:30, it's written, I will show wonders above in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. There shall be earthquakes in various places, famines, pestilence, fearful sights, and great signs will I show from the heavens. Are you looking? Are you listening? Now I am Yahweh. In the beginning I have laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens is the work of my hands. I call to the stars, and in Psalms 19, I call them all by their name. Now again, over 200 billion, approximately, could be a billion more or a billion less, probably more, in our constellation of the Milky Way. We are one galaxy of hundreds of billions of galaxies. With all that many stars in our galaxy, how many do you think is numbered? And the Bible says He numbered them all. They're the work of His hand. He called them all by name. It's amazing. And each one of them flows in synchronicity of perfection. The atomic clock that man has developed to keep the accuracy of the movements of the planets. They're so precise that even the greatest atomic clock gets off and has to be regulated and changed to keep up with the correct on time. And you kept reading in the Bible where the Messiah said, I must be at this place, I must be at that place, as the sun passes through on its flight. And as the heavens declare the work of His hand, as it's written in the heavens. And we're going to talk about those, ladies and gentlemen, because in the heavens, the work of His hands, it is a time where Yahweh said, these consolations are for you. The sun is rising on the horizon. He's coming back. In the age of Aquarius, it's the age of the outpouring, the spiritual drink from heaven to revive the fish. That's called in the age of Pisces. It's wonderful. He's coming back for a people that has kept the faith and hasn't denied His name. The archer, the great archer that's grieved Him and wounded Him. In the consolation of Sagittarius, we're coming in 20 and 12, the age of the great wound, or the victim that was wounded, being the Messiah. In that age, there's going to be a time of trouble inflicted against the sons who are born free. I predict that in this age, that by 20 and 12, there will be some of the greatest persecution ever known to humanity, and it'll be directed according to the great prophet Jeremiah in chapter 30, verse 7. You can drink from that cup, from that consolation, and it happens in the beginning of the age of Aquarius, when Satan will make his grand entrance, knowing that he, according to the consolation and the signs and the times, only has but a short time. Are you ready? Are you ready to launch out into the deep? Are you ready to let down your net for a catch? Are you going to lay your treasures up where the thieves cannot break through? For in the heavens, the great serpent is making his presence felt in the heavens. He's written in the stars, and he's coming soon to the planet Earth. This is the age when he'll make his grand entrance. Because before the great day of Yahweh, Satan must come before knowing that he has but a short time to work. Are you ready? Let's get ready to ride. Let's launch out into the deep. Let's make our election and calling sure. For the Bible talks about the preparation day, the great eternal Sabbath, which is written at the end of the age when he said, "Come, enter in to the rest that I prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Are you ready? Are you ready to take your rest in the age that is coming? If you're going to get that rest, you must work in this one. Work while it's light, because the Bible says that there is a coming a time when you won't be able to rest, that they will bind you and carry you where you would not go. Are we getting ready for Agenda 21 of the United Nations? I'd like to talk about that some to you before very long, as I'm working on the Agenda 21 treachery in the Gulf. That this may be the time when they're planning the time of trouble. Concentration camps are being made. FEMA buses are being prepared. Railroad cattle cars, that's what they deem you as, is cattle. There's going to be a great slaughter. It ain't going to be wonderful when you can lay your life down for your brothers and prefer to die before them. You're not going to want to live in that day. The Bible said people will actually pray for death. Are you ready to face what's coming in this age? And the signs of the heavens are pointing the way towards a time of trouble coming pretty soon to a neighborhood near you. I believe it's beginning to start. I believe the day is at hand and it's upon us. It'll come upon you as a thief in the night. And the Bible says for us to watch until the hour. He said the signs in the heavens will tell you that the time is now. Now remember, you know not the hour. You know not the day, but you can know the age, and I just revealed it to you. He's coming in the age of Aquarius. And it may not be too far into the dawning of the age of Aquarius, this last age that is written in the Mayan calendar, which I believe is just the beginning of the end of the time of the end, not the actual end. The earth is not going to end. The age is not going to end. The world is not going to end on December the 21st in 2012. But it's going to be a celestial marking that from that point on, there shall be a counting and an accounting and a time of trouble. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming in to that age. Are you ready? Prepare to meet him. For he's coming after a people that's kept the faith and hasn't denied his name. Now, I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey down in the great state of Mississippi. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to write me tonight, just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, in New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now, again, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284 in New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, again, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, with the zip 37824. You can call me tonight. I'm live around the world on WWRB 3.185. It's the Clear Channel at area code 423-626-2172. Again, 423-626-2172. Are you ready to ride? And you'll say, yes, Yah, I'm ready. We'll ride with you. We'll mount up on wings of an eagle. We will soar because where the eagles are gathered together, where the sons are free, where there's liberty, and greater are you in death than you are when you're alive. Because to die is gain. We've got something to die for. You see, the wicked have got nothing to die for. When they die, it's all over with the crying. When we die, it's beginning for the joy that is set before us to run this race with patience. Are you willing? I believe you are. Are you able? I'm trusting in you. Well, call me. Area code 423-626-2172. You can write me again, like I said, at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Did you know the consolations are mentioned in the Bible? If you want to find out, go to Amos. The book of Amos talks about the consolations that I've talked about tonight. And it just so happens that the 30th chapter of the book of Job talks about the very consolation that I've talked about in the heavens at the point of crossing in Sagittarius. When we're at that point of crossing where the three stars of the belt of Orion mentioned specifically in Job 38:21. He knew all about it, folks. It's written in the stars. It tells a beautiful, beautiful picture. But you see, the Christian church has criticized people like myself that teach about the constellations and the stars. The Bible depicts the wise men that knew the heavens and its movement as wise men. Today they say that you are false. They don't want you to look up to learn what's written in the heavens. If you did, you might come out of the poor church. You might come out of her, my people, and learn that Yahweh declared the end from the very beginning. And the pictorial graphs of the 12 constellations in the heaven represent the 12 tribes with the 12 gates and everything synchronized and right on time. Oh, it's wonderful. Praise Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to get out of here. The old clock on the wall has come, and I've got to be moving on down the road here in about 3 minutes. So I'll sign off tonight with this by telling you that I love you, and I hope and trust and pray that Yahweh will keep you safe until that crowning day when He comes back as King of Kings and the Master of the universe. His hands span the heavens. He hung the stars out there and put them in rotation and patterns to develop pictures to tell us the story. Even so much as His mother holding Him in Virgo on His knee with the three shafts of wheat, which represents the three ages and the three tribes of the house of Israel, which is Israel proper and the two brothers that were split to form the constellations of the heavens in the 13 constellations. May Yahweh bless you. I'll see you Monday night. WWRB 3.185 clear channel around the world. And may Yahweh bless you. And I love you.
He has fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand, and he's riding a white horse across this land.